KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky. Radar shows some light rain entering the Cass County area and up to Shelby County as well. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms, a high of 78. In Western Iowa news, the Creston Police Department reports four arrests took place over the past few days at around 3:25 a.m. on Sunday. Dennis Speed of Des Moines was arrested at Sumner and Ringgold Streets on a Union County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Speed was later released on a $300 bond. Saturday evening, 54-year-old Carmen Borja of Creston was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. Borja was cited and released on a promise to appear in court. Saturday afternoon, 34-year-old Boone Hayes of Creston was arrested at his home on a Madison County warrant for failure to appear on original charges of burglary in the first degree and domestic assault. Hayes was transferred to the custody of Madison County deputies. And Friday evening, 62-year-old Gregory Kaufman, of Creston, was arrested for at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for OWI second offense. He was later released on a $2,000 bond. A Northwest Iowa man has been sentenced in a second county for an insurance scheme. Clay County District Court records say 41-year-old Scott Leininger pleaded guilty last week to theft. He was given a suspended prison sentence of 5 years and placed on probation for 5 years. He'd already been sentenced to 2 years of probation for forgery in Plymouth County. Police say Leininger fabricated repair quotes and invoices for more than $57,000 in insurance claims for power surge damage to a motorized wheelchair and other devices. He said the damage was caused by lightning. A 26-year-old man died after collapsing near the end of the race in Des Moines. The man's father, Craig Flack, posted on his social media page that his son, Chase Flack, passed away while running in the dam-to-dam race. According to Chase Flack's Facebook page, he was from Jefferson and currently living in Ames. His father said in his post, quote, "My son Chase, my superstar, has passed the finish line at the dam to Des Moines race. There is no safe space from grief." A Des Moines Fire Department official said Chase Flack was completing in the 12.4-mile race and suffered a cardiac arrest. He collapsed a block from the finish line. CPR was performed along the race route before he was transported to a hospital where he later died. A total of 3,464 runners finished the EMC race, which began at Sailorville Dam and ended in downtown Des Moines. A 13-year-old boy has drowned in a large pond in North Des Moines. Police said over the weekend that Van Sin Lian of Des Moines went into a pond Saturday afternoon with two other boys. At some point, he went in the water or underwater and didn't resurface. Dive teams from several agencies responded and used a drone in an attempt to find the boy. They recovered his body at around 6 p.m. Authorities say one person drowned at the Terry Trueblood Recreation Center in Iowa City, and a would-be rescuer was taken to a hospital. The incident happened Friday afternoon when a bystander reported that a swimmer disappeared under the water at around 3:45 p.m. Another person who tried to rescue the swimmer was taken to a hospital. That person's name and medical condition have not been released. Searchers with law enforcement and the Johnson County Metro Dive Team found a body about an hour after the incident was reported. That person's name has not yet been released. Iowa officials are warning people to stay out of the state's swollen streams. The Iowa DNR says water levels in rivers and streams across the state are high because of recent heavy rains. That causes fast currents, dangerous debris, and bacteria in the water caused by runoff. The department says more than 70 wastewater discharges into streams and rivers were reported over the Memorial Day weekend. The department asked Iowa residents to avoid streams until the water recedes. A temporary flood barrier at Burlington had failed over the weekend along the swollen Mississippi River, sending floodwaters rushing into the city's downtown. The National Weather Service's Burlington officials confirmed that a large sand-filled barrier failed Saturday afternoon, forcing some businesses in the downtown area to evacuate. The Weather Service had issued a flash flood warning for the area through late Saturday night, saying a 4 to 6 block area of downtown Burlington was being affected. Authorities urged people in the area to seek higher ground and avoid driving or walking through flooded areas. The barrier breach is reminiscent of a similar breach April 30th at Davenport, about 75 miles upstream on the Mississippi River. That breach also sent flood water rushing over several blocks of downtown Davenport. Well, the city of Cedar Rapids turned its traffic cameras back on, along with a switch in the calendar to June. City Public Safety spokesman Greg Bulow said the drivers will get a grace period in order to adjust.
During the month of June, the police department will only issue warnings to individuals. We want to make it very clear that the traffic cameras are back on. They're activated at locations on Interstate 380 around the dangerous S-curve, and they're also located at 5 other locations throughout the city of Cedar Rapids.
Bulow said that there are ways that, signs that indicate the speed cameras are coming up, and their locations are all listed on the city's website.
There's nothing to hide. We want people to be aware that they are activated and that warnings are going to be issued. The main goal is to reduce speeds so that people obey the speed limit.
The number of crashes and the number of serious crashes that involved injuries, he said, had decreased. The other big one is the number of fatalities. According to Bulow, they've only had one fatal crash while the cameras have been operating, as opposed to 7 before the cameras were operating. Bulow says there were a lot of comments when the information about the cameras being turned back on went up on social media.
We hear it really from both sides that some really support it. They think that when the cameras are on, the motoring public is safer. The statistics that we have support that. There are some that don't agree with cameras at all.
He says some people believe they should be able to talk to the officer in person when they get a ticket. Others say it's a big money grab as the cameras bring in millions of dollars for the city. Bulow says they've addressed the money concern.
Any money that is generated by the ATE system for the citations will go towards the hiring of 10 law enforcement officers plus an administrative position to manage the ATE system and the municipal infraction process.
The cameras were turned off during a court challenge against them. The city won that court battle and decided to turn the cameras back on. The Iowa Department of Human Services officials said last week that they've used the state's safe haven procedure for the 35th time since the law went into effect. A boy had been born May 17, 2019 at an Iowa hospital. The infant was released to the custody of the DHS. A court hearing to terminate parental rights is held within a month. Specific details are withheld in order to protect the identity of the parents and the child. Though Iowa's safe haven law, or rather through the safe haven law, parents have the option to safely hand over custody of babies aged 30 days or younger without fear of prosecution for abandonment. The parent or their authorized representative can leave the newborn at a hospital or healthcare facility and can remain anonymous. The safe haven law was approved in the wake of a high-profile case in 2001 involving a teen mother in eastern Iowa who killed her home-delivered newborn. Infants who are safe haven babies are placed with currently approved foster or adoptive families. And if you are interested in becoming a foster or adoptive parent, you can visit iowafosterandadoption.org. And for more information on the safe haven procedure, go to the DHS's website, Safe Haven. In other news, Democratic presidential candidates will be in Iowa at the same time and in the same place this coming Sunday. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Former Vice President and perceived frontrunner Joe Biden will not be at the Iowa Democratic Party's Hall of Fame dinner in Cedar Rapids June 9th, but most of the competitors for the party's 2020 presidential nomination will be. During the month of May, Iowans had their pick of more than 150 solo events featuring a candidate in the Democratic field. Mary Horseman of Des Moines drove to Oskaloosa to see one of the four candidates she's considering. Horseman says she's looking for a fresh face and a few other characteristics.
Being able to be who you authentically are and not just because you're running.
She's in no hurry to make a final decision, though.
I don't know. We got a long ways to go.
The Iowa caucuses are 8 months from today. I'm O.K. Henderson.
That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.